In a room off the lobby of the French Cultural Center in the Back Bay in Boston hang 52 oil paintings, mostly of people who live in or near the city. There are educators, musicians, people of many walks of life, of different races and ethnicities. They're of all different ages and include one child. They are a snapshot of Boston. The common denominator is that these paintings are the work of one French artist who moved to Boston 2 years ago and decided to paint a portrait of someone new every Friday, hence the name of the exhibit, Friday Face, A Year in Boston. We met the artist at the French Cultural Center, Aurélie Gallois. She explained she began gathering these faces of Boston because she was lonely.
As an artist and as a journalist in Paris, I was very well surrounded. My life was very busy and social. But here in Brookline, in Boston, I knew nobody. I was in the middle of winter, so you know what it means, stuck at home. So I did this portrait of the landlord, the owner of the coffee shop I used to go every day because the coffee is amazing there. So I made this sketch about her face because I love faces. And I was like, okay, but I want to tell in English what she is for me.
So you wanted to write a narrative along with creating the portrait.
Yeah, because you don't say the same things when you paint or when you write. So it was a combination of my feelings, my vision, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't want to use too much technology. No printer, blah, blah. Only my hands. I redid it the next week.
With a different person or with the same person?
No, with a different person. Because also it was a great excuse to meet new people. And this is how it started.
You didn't know all these people when you started.
I knew some of them.
But the ones you didn't know, have they become friends? Have you become friends with at least some of them?
Yeah, that's the most beautiful part of it. Some of them became very, very close friends. So it's the great gift of this project, of course.
So do you have favorite pieces?
It's very, very hard to answer. But this person over there, Rima Haider, she's the first person who bought one of my paintings. So that's how we met. I pretty much fell in love with her, to be honest. You know, she was so funny because she was like, oh no, you know, I'm not very interesting, you shouldn't interview me. But she's from Pakistan. She was born dead. It was a Catholic nurse in this hospital who believed that this baby was not really dead, so she kept her. Her dad, meanwhile, already called the funeral service. It was very moving because, you know, you think you're going to have a small talk. And then I realized how fascinating her life was.
So let us pick one and tell us about the last person you met to do a portrait of.
She's a very good friend of mine, and she's the person who helped me every week to correct my English. And she's very modest. She's a writer, and she didn't want to attract the attention, so I didn't ask her permission. So I didn't take the picture. I found the picture.
What's her name?
Monique Hamza. She's the perfect example of what the U.S. are. A dad is from Lebanon. A mom is from Australia. She's American, but she's not American in a way.
Well, it was very nice meeting you. Thank you very much.
This is
a wonderful exhibition.
Thank you very much.
Artist and journalist Aurélie Gallois. Her show, Friday Face, A Year in Boston, is on display through this Friday at the French Cultural Center in the Back Bay, Boston.